Amen.
The next message is a special message.
Amen.
32. Yeah. And the title of it, let me read you guys the title. Hold on. Grace.
Grace.
Salvation.
Salvation.
The Spirit.
The Spirit.
And Christ.
Amen.
So how about we read the verses too, because the verses are very enjoyable. They are Philippians 1:7.
Amen.
And then 19 through 21. So how about we read 1:7 together?
Even as it is right for me to think this concerning you all, because you have me in your heart, since both in my bonds and in the defense of confirmation of the gospel, you are all fellow partakers with me of grace.
You know, the King James, the more literal translation of this verse is, you all are fellow partakers with me of my grace.
Right.
I'd like to point that out before we get started. Now, let's read 19 through 21. How about sisters on 19, brothers on 20, together on 21.
For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I would be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death.
Amen.
Together.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
So did you get it? Grace, right? My grace.
Amen.
In verse 9. Then what? Salvation, right?
Yeah. Verse 19.
You could even say it was my salvation.
Amen.
Right?
For me.
Then what? The Spirit.
Amen.
And it's what? It's the bountiful supply of the Spirit.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then the last one, Christ.
Amen.
Christ will be magnified in my body.
Amen.
For to me to live is Christ.
Amen.
So you know the context here is Paul was in prison, as verse 9 says, right? In my bonds, okay? Here he was in prison. And this was quite impressive to me as I was reading this. Brother Lee points it out. There, you know, prison, it wasn't no cakewalk.
Yeah.
It wasn't a cakewalk over there. And Paul is writing this to the Philippians in the midst. This is his testimony while he was under all of that and in that environment and in that situation.
Right.
What was it? The first thing was grace.
Grace.
Right? This is not grace as a point of doctrine that he was writing, but he said, used this specific phrase, my grace.
My grace.
That grace was something that was experienced and enjoyed by Paul.
That's right.
He experienced and enjoyed grace, which is the nothing less than the triune God.
Amen.
Right? And it became his.
Amen.
And not only was it his, but the entire church in Philippi was partakers of that grace that he enjoyed while he was there in prison. So this is, you know, encouraging. If we think that our situation is any more difficult than what Paul was in when he was writing Philippians, we're kidding ourselves, right? But the reality is, even if it were, you can still have my grace.
Amen.
No matter what the situation, no matter what the environment,
amen,
the triune God is still triune.
Amen.
And as I learned in the seventh grade when we went over the triune God in the summer school of truth, God is triune for us to experience.
Amen.
That's the reason why he is triune.
Amen.
And we experience him by enjoying grace.
Amen.
The more grace that we enjoy, this triune God becomes ours.
Amen.
And it is our grace.
Amen.
So much that when other people, we contact other people and other people contact us, they get to enjoy our grace.
Amen.
How about that for grace, huh?
Amen.
This is not merely unmerited favor.
That's right.
This is the triune God and experienced and enjoyed by us.
Amen.
To the extent that he becomes ours.
Amen.
This is our grace.
Amen.
I was so impressed by how personal, and experiential.
Amen.
What he wrote in this chapter is.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, Brother Lee used these four words to describe it. It's direct, it's personal, it's subjective, and it's experiential.
Amen.
I think sometimes, you know, we're here, we read the ministry, or we take in the morning revival, or this or that. It's so easy to be caught up in the doctrinal points and miss the experience.
Amen.
Of all of these things.
Amen.
Right? Paul was not missing the experience.
Right.
He was there in prison, not being put to shame, but rejoicing. Right? Isn't the book of Philippians full of rejoicing?
Amen.
I don't know how many times it's mentioned, but it surely is mentioned a lot in that book. Which means he was in prison rejoicing. Why could he rejoice? Because he had my grace.
Amen.
Okay, so the next is salvation, right? We enjoy Christ, the triune God, as grace. This grace becomes our salvation. This is not a salvation from something. It's not merely salvation from eternal perdition or this type of salvation. This is a personal, experiential salvation that is moment by moment.
Amen.
This is a salvation that comes from enjoying the triune God.
Amen.
And this is not a salvation from something.
No.
This is a salvation in something.
Amen.
You know, a lot of us think, here we're in a whatever prison that we're in. Everybody has their own prison.
Amen.
Right? And a lot of people expect that they can call on the Lord and they use or hope that the Lord will save them from that prison.
Amen.
This was not Paul's hope. And this was not Paul's experience. His experience was he was saved in prison.
Amen.
I know that for me, this will turn out to salvation.
Amen.
Right? What salvation is that? This salvation is experiencing and enjoying the triune God in the midst of this environment, putting the enemy to shame, not himself, by rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
This is the salvation that we all need day by day.
Amen.
To get out of ourselves.
Amen.
And to get into the triune God.
Amen.
By enjoying grace.
Amen.
So this is the salvation that he was speaking about. Then what was the next thing?
Spirit.
The Spirit, right? As we're enjoying grace, as we get saved from so many things, you know what happens? There is a bountiful supply of the Spirit.
Amen.
This is what carries us through.
Amen.
Right? And this is not something that is just spoken about in a way of matter of truth. You know, there's the Spirit and he's flowing out and he's so enjoying whatever, you know, we think. That it is.
Right.
But this bountiful supply is real.
Amen.
And you know how I know it's real? It's real because Paul wrote about it.
Amen.
He was in prison. He was under persecution.
Amen.
But you know what came out of his mouth? My grace.
Amen.
Salvation.
Amen.
Bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He wasn't sitting there saying, you know, I was crying about this. I was weeping about and lamenting my poor situation. No, he said, this will turn out to salvation.
Amen.
To your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So how important is it that we enjoy this grace?
Amen.
How important is it that we experience this salvation?
Amen.
Right? The more we enjoy grace and the more we experience salvation, something happens. The bountiful supply of the Spirit is there.
Amen.
Now it's no longer a burden to do this or to do that.
Right.
But we are there enjoying the bountiful supply.
Amen.
We're not lacking in any way. We're not, you know, there is no, we're not anemic, spiritually anemic. But we have the bountiful supply.
Amen.
More, a better supply than you can get from anything else.
Right?
And then what happens? As we're in the bountiful supply, something happens. Something is expressed. That Christ is expressed.
Amen.
He gets magnified in our body.
Amen.
Right? We enjoy this grace.
Amen.
We get saved.
Amen.
We experience the bountiful supply of the Spirit. and what? Are living changers.
Amen.
For to me to live is Christ.
Amen.
That even now Christ will be magnified in my body.
Amen.
To the extent that even the ones that are persecuting, you know what they see? Christ.
Amen.
You're not put to shame. They see Christ there.
Amen.
And why is that? It's not a point of truth that when we are under some sort of duress or when we're under this or under that, that eventually Christ will be magnified. No. This is entirely experiential. What we need to do is we need to be the enjoyers of the triune God, partakers of the triune God. That the response to whatever it is in our environment is not to do something or this or that, but to enjoy the triune God as grace. You know what we do? We don't pray and ask for this or ask for that, but we say, Lord, I want to enjoy you and experience you right now in this situation.
Amen.
Then the Lord will come in.
That's right.
You will have some enjoyment. And I can't get over this phrase, that will become your grace.
Amen.
That's your grace.
Amen.
No one can take that away from you. It's the triune God experienced and enjoyed by you.
Amen.
And that has an effect.
Amen.
Right? You're not lamenting. You're not being put to shame.
Yeah.
But you're experiencing salvation.
Amen.
That saves you.
Amen.
It saves you from so many things.
Amen.
And then we get to experience the bountiful supply.
Amen.
You know what? You want the bountiful supply of the Spirit every day?
Yeah.
Well, it starts with enjoying grace.
Amen.
Enjoy grace.
Enjoy grace.
Amen. And then what?
Amen.
Then you can go out and you can live.
Right.
And you can live in a way that is for me to live is Christ.
Amen.
And that Christ is magnified in your body.
Amen.
How about this? Isn't this so personal?
Amen.
Isn't this so direct?
Amen.
And isn't it so subjective?
Amen.
And experiential?
That's right.
Amen.
Well, this is the triune God.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Is what he is to us.
That's right.
Amen.
Didn't you enjoy in the table meeting? He's processed.
Amen.
He's processed.
Amen.
He can be enjoyed.
Amen.
He can be enjoyed as grace.
Amen.
So how about we be like Paul this week?
Amen.
How about we come back next Lord's Day?
Amen.
And we say, you know what? My grace.
Amen.
My salvation.
Amen.
My bountiful supply.
Amen.
My Christ.
Amen.